Alfredo Ortiz of Job Creators Network joins me to explain how Biden policies are devastating America's small businesses. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll also discuss Vice President Harris lying about the border and what the FBI is really doing in its investigation of President Trump. Follow the Sarah Carter Show wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been a while.
I know. We're back to normal this week.
Back to life. Back to normalcy. Yes, we are back to normal. Daisy is like really, really, really on the mend now. Not just even a little on the mend, but like a lot on the mend.
God, I got a lot of sleep. It's just so great.
I think the migraine was the universe telling you, girl, you got to rest.
I needed more than like 4 hours a night of sleep. You think that's what it was?
Yes.
It was great. Yeah, it was. I got a lot of sleep, you guys. It was fantastic. I slept like a lot. Yeah. You guys, I missed you. I missed everybody. Mom did a great job by herself, though, don't you think?
I mean, it was different and weird. And thank goodness for the commenters, right? Because without them, then I would have felt like this is super weird. I have no feedback. There's no back and forth. It was just weird. But I knew I could rely on the commenters. Our community is fabulous, as always.
I know.
So they made it much easier.
You did a great job, but I missed everybody. And thank you for all your well wishes. It's nice to be back.
Well, and it's nice to be back to be able to remind everyone why now is the best time ever to support Mike Lindell and the great, great folks at mypillow.com/chicks. And I don't know if Mike Lindell has his phone back. I haven't heard if he's gotten his phone back from the FBI. But of course, we all know that they raided him, got his phone in like the drive-thru of a Hardee's. And so it's just out of control at this point. And that's why now is a really good time to stock up. If you're not going to stock up on the sheets, which are what is on mega sale right now, stock up on your travel pillow covers. Because if you came to meet and greet, you got a travel pillow and you probably want like a personal fun. What are all the designs? You know the designs. You got leopard. What are the other ones?
I got leopard. You know what? I didn't even really look that hard at all of the other ones because, you know, I'm such a leopard girl that I immediately zone right in on the leopard and everything else is just peripheral, you know?
Okay.
I don't really pay much attention. I don't.
But there's good ones.
There's a lot of good ones. No, I'm sure there's a lot of good ones. But when I see leopard, that's all I care about. That's it. That's all I care about, you guys.
Yeah. Well, and you may love leopard too, and you can get your leopard travel pillowcase, and you should. And you just need to go to mypillow.com/chicks. Or you can always call if you're old school. You can just call and talk to one of their lovely representatives on the phone. It's 800-875-0513 or mypillow.com/chicks.
You guys, we have a link tree now. Okay. It's very exciting. So
should I show it?
You should show it.
I'm going to show it.
I'll give you the link. It's chicksontheright.com/links. We're very excited about our link tree. I know you guys are like, whatever. It's just a link tree. Like, get over yourselves. But we're so excited about our link tree. It's like so exciting.
And it's like pink and it looks so pretty. I mean, look at it.
Look at all of our things.
Isn't it the greatest? Look at all of these links.
Isn't it neat? Yeah. So you can go to chicksontheright.com/links instead of having to worry and remember all of our places. That's all you got to do. It's just,
yeah, that is just one place.
.com/links and then bookmark that and then you can find all of our things. There you go.
I love it.
Very exciting.
I love it that we have the link tree.
Link tree.
All right. Lots to get to. So probably most folks know that Joe Biden did a sit-down interview for... Oh, you know what? Before I even get to Joe Biden, let me just say that the Queen's funeral is in progress as we speak right now. I believe that this is the final and last day of ceremony.
I'm just gonna withhold.
I just say though that I love so much that Princess Kate she was like, you know, saying thank you to everybody that stayed in line and like waited for hours and hours and hours and hours to see the Queen's casket. And so she said that she was so happy that everyone was so jolly brave. And I love so much that like when Stuart the Brit is here. You know, you can literally put jolly in front of anything and it like just enhances whatever right. that thing is. I'm with Kenny.
She's been buried.
What's Kenny saying?
Kenny's saying she's been buried 20 days in a row. I'm right there. Kenny and I are. I'm sorry. Yeah, Kenny. You and I. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's a jolly right. long funeral. That's true. It's jolly long. But I love Sweet that you Jesus. Can say jolly in front of everything. That's the handiest adjective right. of all time.
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Stuart the Brit says because we're just jolly all the time.
I know.
So. Yeah. All right. Anyway, back to Joe Biden. Joe Biden did a sit down with 60 Minutes. And there was a lot that came out of that interview. I do have four very short clips. It's not going to be. I'm not going to get to everything, but I will get to some of the things. And the very first thing, probably the thing that people are the most wound up about, is that he was asked directly about running for re-election, and everybody is hanging on what that answer is. So I will just show it to you.
Are you committed to running again, or are there certain conditions that have to be right?
Look, if I were to say to you, I'm running again, all of a sudden a whole range of things come into play that I have requirements I have to change and move and do.
In terms of election laws.
In terms of election laws. And it's much too early to make that kind of decision. I'm a great respecter of fate. And so what I'm doing is I'm doing my job. I'm going to do that job. And within the time frame that makes sense after this next election cycle here, going into next year, make a judgment of what to do.
You say that it's much too early to make that decision. I take it the decision has not been made in your own head.
Look, my intention, as I said to begin with, is that I would run again. But it's just an intention. But is it a firm decision that I run again? That remains to be seen.
Look.
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 It's an intention. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's intended.
It's not yet affirmed by my wife, who basically tells me what to do.
I will say that he sounded more coherent in this interview than he has in recent months. I don't know what they gave him. I don't know if he got like a shot of adrenaline or something, but yeah. he did put words together better than he is known to do.
You think? Really? I mean, in this interview.
Yeah.
It's interesting how you give him credit. You know what I mean? When he can put sentences together. You know what I mean? It's like you're like, oh, look,
good boy. Look what you did
together. That's so great. Good for you. It's like he's the freaking president, you know? It's like we get so excited that he can actually do that. He can form sentences. And we're like, oh, wow, look at him go. Look at him go.
I know the bar is so low at this point.
It's so low. It's like on the ground. It's buried at this point. So bad.
Well, he was also asked about Hunter Biden and whether or not this is all Hunter's involvement and business dealings are a threat to national security and so forth. And the way that this is Steve Croft, I think, that is interviewing him, or maybe no, it's not Croft. It's it doesn't matter. The interviewer at 60 Minutes, I never remember his name because I just don't care.
Yeah, I've seen him before. I don't know who he is, though.
Oh, yeah. He's been there forever. But he also, the way that he asks the question isn't how you or I would ask it, because we would be like, your son is a crackhead who is a danger to the country. Explain. You know what I mean? And him, like, this guy is basically just saying, you know, those mean Republicans are going to go after Hunter because that's how they are. Those mean Republicans are going to do. That's how he asked the question. It was so irritating right out of the get-go. Yeah. But anyway, here's how Biden answers it.
Mr. President, if you run again, Republicans are most likely to go after your son, Hunter, once again. And I wonder what you would like to say about your son and whether any of his troubles have caused conflicts for you or for the United States.
I love my son, number one. He fought an addiction problem. He overcame it. He wrote about it. And no, there's not a single thing that I've observed at all that would affect me or the United States relative to my son, Hunter.
He hasn't seen anything that would bother him, you guys. Nothing.
No. Nothing. We're not affected at all by that. No.
It's fine. This is all fine.
Not affected at all by seeing his junk all the time. Seeing
his, are you Why guys you affected? Gotta say that?
Because his junk is always there. It's always haunting us. It's haunting us all the time. It's just out there all the time. I don't want to see that. Nobody wants to see that, Hunter. Nobody.
And that's a threat to just humanity, Everybody. Really.
It is a threat to humanity. Just put it back where it belongs, okay? Nobody wants to see it. Nobody.
Jamie, thank you for the super sticker. Jamie says, it's the difference between when Joe sounds like a moron and a complete moron. Talk about lowering our expectations. That's right.
It's true.
So, Biden was also asked about inflation and, you know, I guess good on 60 Minutes for like pointing out the obvious, which is that Biden's policies have completely destroyed our economy. Here is that little exchange.
And as you know, last Tuesday, the annual inflation rate came in at 8.3%. The stock market nosedived. People are shocked by their grocery bills. What can you do better and faster?
Well, first of all, let's put this in perspective. Inflation rate month to month was just an inch, hardly at all.
You're not arguing that 8.3 is good news.
No, I'm not saying it is good news, but it was 8.2 or 8.2 before. I mean, it's not, I can make it sound like all of a sudden, my God, it went to 8.2%.
It's the highest inflation rate, Mr. President, in 40 years.
I got that. But guess what we are? We're in a position where for the last several months, it hasn't spiked. It has just barely, it's been basically even.
Oh, I mean, so that makes it so much better.
It hasn't gotten any higher than the highest level in 40 years.
So guess what?
Where's the party?
So everybody should be happy about that, right? Guess what? Look.
Guess what? God. I mean, we should be we should be thanking him.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Uh-huh. We should thank him. He lives in the White House, so there's no inflation there. That's the thing. It's just that he doesn't experience it. God, just such an idiot, you guys. Such an idiot. He gets so defensive about it. He really does.
Oh, yeah.
He gets defensive about the inflation thing, about the economy in general. They all do. You know, KJP, they all get really, really defensive about it because they don't understand it. They don't know how actual people live.
It's true. They don't feel what's happening. And so they're so far removed from it. And so one of the other things, I don't have this clip, but I did want to point out before we play the last clip that I do have, one of the things that Biden was asked was, is the pandemic over? And he said, yes, it is. It's over, you guys. The pandemic is over. And yet, even though it's apparently over, according to Biden, there's still a federal mandate for pre-K in federally funded Head Start programs to wear masks. So that is a problem. Like if you're a parent of a kid that is, and they're the worst, they're the ones to experience the worst effects from being masked,
right,
are the itty bitties. And they're still required by federal law, that's him, to wear masks. So if the pandemic is over, then what gives?
And what about vaccine mandates? What about all those people that lost their jobs because of vaccine mandates? What about those people? If the pandemic is over, if it's over, I mean, the thing is, listen, and I go back to what I've said in the past couple of weeks, a couple of times, it still exists. Coronavirus is still there. It's still in the air, you morons. Like people still breathe it in. People still get it. It's like the freaking flu. So if that's the case and they say it's over, and then they forced all these people to get these vaccines. They forced all these people to do all these things via mandate. Okay, well, then what are they going to do for these people? You know, what happens then? This is the thing. I mean, it's just outrageous how they treated people, how they're treating young children, what they did to children over the past couple of years, the way that our education system looks now. It's just, all of it is outrageous. No one's being held accountable. Why isn't Fauci fired? Instead, he's been given promotions. He's been given money. The guy's going to like retire with a Mac Daddy pension. And he'll probably be given some swank job at some university somewhere. Right? I mean,
why won't he just retire and just
away? He's like 150 years old.
Oh, my God.
He looks one of the Lord of the Rings characters.
He really does. You guys, I know we've talked to you about Healthy Cell a million times already, but we have amazing, amazing story to tell about Healthy Cell today. And this has, for those of you who are at Meet and Greet, you may have met our sales VP, Jen. And if you met, she was the one that was taking everybody's phone and taking pictures. She was amazing at getting capturing the moments for everybody. Well, her husband, not a supplement taker, not somebody who has been a routine user of vitamins in any form. So he was like the perfect test case for Healthy Cell. And so they used him as sort of a guinea pig to show what does it look like when somebody takes nothing, no supplements whatsoever. And then what does their blood look? So he got his blood drawn like on day one where he was like nothing in his system, right? And then what does it look like 45 days after using Healthy Cell, their multivitamin, and specifically, I think in his case, it was Vegan Essentials. What does it look like when you use a Healthy Cell multivitamin pack, which kind of looks like this? Yeah, it looks like this. When you have one of these per day, what is your, what, how different are your vitamin levels at 45 days? And so he did a blood test at day one and day 45 after using Healthy Cell consistently. And like his levels were up 86%. He yes. was underwater on some vitamins and minerals. Everything leveled out and was looking fantastic after 45 days.
Isn't that remarkable?
If that isn't a testament, yeah. I don't even know. How much
cool.
more of a better story you need, right?
Yeah, it is pretty awesome.
I mean, yeah, that's incredible.
Because it absorbs. This stuff is pretty amazing. It absorbs. Mm-hmm.
And that's not true of a lot of tablets and capsules and pills, which are, you know, they have all this filler and coating and stuff that doesn't allow your body to absorb. But it, this was an amazing test case. And so, I mean, we've gotten charts and graphs which show like, you know, his progress and his improvement in certain vitamins and minerals. And it's incredible. And it's just, you know, it's like kind of making the point that we've been making forever and why we're such fans of Healthy Cell. So if you'd like to try it, you absolutely should, because you can get 20% off your first order when you go to healthycell.com/chicks. It's amazing stuff, you guys. Amazing stuff. All right, one more clip of Biden and then we will move on. And this one was my favorite because he is asked about his mental fitness level.
Oh.
So, and his answer, I can't. Okay, here we go.
You are the oldest president ever.
Pretty good shape, huh?
Which leads to my next question. You are more aware of this than anyone. Some people ask whether you are fit for the job. And when you hear that, I wonder what you think.
Watch me. I mean, honest to God, that's all I think. Watch me. If you think I don't have the energy level or the mental acuity, then, you know, that's one thing. It's another thing of just watching and, you know, keep my schedule. Do what I'm doing. I think that, I don't, when I sit down with our NATO allies and keep them together, I don't have them saying, wait a minute, how old are you? What did they say? You know, I mean, it's a matter of, you know, that old expression, the proof of the pudding's in the eating.
What did he just say?
The proof of the pudding is in the eating.
No, before that, when he made no sense.
Yeah, there was just a, I don't know.
You got to keep his schedule. His schedule is really rough, you know.
That's a lot of vacations, you guys.
A lot of vacationing in Delaware, going cycling on the beach, and just like, you know, basically busting your ass, falling off your bike. It's a lot, you guys. It's a lot.
It's a lot to handle, you guys. Yeah. It's a lot of going, you know, he's got to go all the way from the White House all the way to his beach house several times per month.
It's really,
and
really
he's
tough.
Doing it. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
Good job.
It's a tough
good
schedule. Really tough schedule.
Anyway, those were some of my favorite bits from that interview. You guys, I don't know how to prepare you for what you're about to see. So there is a woman, I don't remember her name. I've blocked it out already, but it is in the video in multiple places. There's a woman running for Senate in Utah.
Oh my God.
And she's a Republican and she has released a campaign ad, which is so cringe that I guess good for her if the point was to draw attention to herself that she would otherwise not have drawn. But this is not helpful. this is not a good ad for her, for Republicans in general, for humans. It's just not good in any way. Are you ready? I don't know how to get you ready except to just say.
We should just, let's just play it and then we'll, and then we'll dissect it.
Here we go.
District 12, listen up right here. There's a new name on the ballot for the Senate this year. My name is Linda Paulson, Republican and awesome. Love God and family and the Constitution. I tried to get another conservative to run. Nobody could do it, so I'm getting it done. I'm pro-religious freedom, pro-life, pro-police. The right to bear arms and the right to free speech. I want less government control and regulation, want to stop and expose all political corruption. Where's integrity, morality, accountability? Government programs should lead to self-sufficiency and support traditional family as the fundamental unit of society. But in schools, they're pushing for new beliefs. And just to clarify this, because there's some who can't define this, as a female adult, I know what a woman is.
Okay, so on what planet is it okay for middle-aged to elderly white people to do rap? Like, what? When did it become okay for that? First of all, we need to make sure that we understand that it's just not okay. It's not okay for us to do that. You know, like
that's not okay at all.
Right.
Uh-huh. But there's a lot of people who know Linda's name now that never would have known otherwise. I just don't know if that's going to help her win a campaign. It probably will. Like maybe it's, you know, it's Utah. I don't know. I don't know who the competition is. So, but that was her ad. And I just am, I have not recovered. I have not recovered from that ad.
That was, right. That was an ad.
That was an ad
right now. Yeah. That was, it's like we, this is Republican, you know, this is like, we've tried Republicans trying to be cool. We've seen this in the past. They do this whole rap thing. And you guys, I know some people are saying like, we shouldn't make fun of her because you know, they're, she's trying and everything, but, and I get it. She's trying, but
okay.
And people are saying they vote for her. I that's great.
And then there's other people saying, how might I go about unseeing that? And that's the camp I'm in, where I just kind of just wish I didn't, I just want to be unexposed to that ad.
Right. And she does. Listen, I get it. She does care. She does.
She cares.
Putting herself out there. She does care. I think that's awesome. People are saying we shouldn't make fun of her. I get it. Yeah.
All right. Moving on, because there's a TikTok that went viral over the weekend that was posted by a lawyer who posts a lot of legal analysis on TikTok. He, by the way, is not a Trump supporter. That should be, and he states that, but it cannot be overstated. He is not a Trump supporter, but felt compelled after being solicited by an organization called Good Information Foundation. They asked him to, they offered to pay him $400 to post a video that would literally just call out Trump for his participation and basically coordinating the entire January 6th hullabaloo. And the way that they did it was so shady. And so he created a TikTok to show the exchange that he had with one of their representatives. And it's pretty remarkable. It's going viral for a reason. Watch this.
I was just offered $400 to make an anti-Donald Trump propaganda post related to the January 6th investigation that is completely not true. I should start out this video by saying I'm not a Donald Trump supporter, so that should give a little bit of context to where I'm coming from. I'm an attorney. I post legal news and analysis on related topics. Okay, here we go with the story. So first thing first, I get an email from somebody with the Good Info Foundation. We'll talk about them a little more in a minute. I'm going to refer to this person as Jane. Jane sent me a message letting me know she represented the Good Info Foundation and that she was willing to offer a paid collaboration to discuss some topics related to January 6th. Said, sure, why not? I'll learn some more. Jane says the Good Info Foundation will give me $400 to make a post on my page and then share it to Instagram. So you see that blue link? All right, here we're going to follow it. These are the specific requirements in order to obtain that $400 of how I should refer to the January 6th Capitol raid. Number one, I must call this a criminal conspiracy. Number two, I must say Trump Republicans were responsible. Number three, I must frame it as an attack on my country, an attack on America or Americans, a criminal conspiracy, and a committed crime. I must matter to MAGA Republicans. I must make clear that this was ongoing and unresolved. And most importantly, that I must channel all of this unto the manipulation of voter agencies so that I could turn their anger around this event into defiance that would make people more likely to vote in midterms. And the thing that struck me the most was this part, where I was told to talk about the aspects of the Trump campaign's plan. And I was supposed to say that the Trump campaign paid literally millions of dollars to make January 6th happen. So I figured, you know, maybe I missed something. So I said, hey, Jane, what is the basis for the claim that the Trump campaign itself paid millions of dollars to make the January 6th siege of the Capitol happen? Jane doesn't answer the question. Hi, Preston. If you don't want to state that in the video, it's fine. You don't have to use all the bullet points provided. I kept going. Sure, I am just wondering if there's support for that claim. Jane doesn't answer again. Let me know if you are interested and the rate works for you. Thanks so much. I'm not interested and the rate doesn't work for me. This is the Good Info Foundation. They boast on their homepage that good information is the lifeblood of a democracy.
And there's more information about the Good Information Foundation. So I'll put that on our site. I'm going to post that video on our website this morning, along with links to that site. And you'll be not surprised to know that it is Soros-backed.
Oh, surprise! Surprise! He's behind that, the big fat commie. Behind that, you guys. Surprise. Yeah, all about democracy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh. Yeah, the Republicans are ruining democracy. They're oh, wait. They're not.
I mean, that's
they're not.
Wow. This is supposedly a 501c3. So the ethics behind this, and for them to call themselves the Good Information Foundation when they are literally paying people to misinform,
To lie.
I mean, what world.
Yeah, to lie. And they're not paying taxes.
Right. I mean, right.
Go
exactly.
Figure. God.
Wow.
Craziness.
Yeah, it's super crazy. So one of the things that made Thursday's show bearable for me to do without you was the fact that the news cycle that day was all about Martha's Vineyard, which is still such a huge story. And you guys, I had so many videos pulled ready to share about more reaction, the crazy reaction to that entire escapade that, you know, we talked about last Thursday. It's still ongoing. There are people still going, oh my God, it's basically Republicans are human traffickers now. Like that's the new narrative.
Oh my God. Can you even with this narrative?
So stupid.
I mean, and like you watch MSNBC or you watch CNN and that is how they are running with it. I cannot, my head hurts all over again just watching these people run with that narrative. I can't believe this is what they're doing. Like, it's beyond the pale.
It is. It is insane.
It is.
So KJP was asked about the border and whether or not it is secure. Because remember, Kamala recently was asked that question too. And she was like, the border is secure.
Right.
In that we like really care about it. That's right. That was basically her answer.
Yeah. And then a bus full of migrants was sent to her house.
Right. And she's like, I'm not home. So. Yeah. But KJP was asked about this. You guys, this is so peak KJP, because the first, I don't know, 20 seconds of this clip that you're about to see is her not being able to spit a word out because she's so uncomfortable, but she gets pressed. Is the border secure? No, no, no. But is the border secure? And here's what happens.
To make sure that the folks that we encounter at the border be removed or expelled. And again, the facts are more individuals encountered at the border will be removed or expelled this year than in any previous year. But that's the work that we have been doing.
Is the border secure?
I'm just going to refer back to the vice president. We agree with her. She is saying that there's a lot of work to do, right? She also said that in that very statement. We agree that the border is secure, but there is still more work to be done.
I guess the question becomes how you can make that argument when all DHS has said it's bracing for these potentially 2 million migrants to come.
We'll say this, rebuilding the immigration system, especially one that was decimated under the previous administration, won't happen overnight. We're not going to flip a switch and get that done. That's what I said at the beginning. We know that there's work to be done, but we're doing the work to make sure that that we remove and expel folks who are coming here, who are being encountered at the border. So
it's just,
they say it's closer to 4 million. They say it's closer to 4 million people. That's what I heard the other day. So for her to be like, it's totally secure. These people are so full of shit.
Oh my God.
It's unbelievable. It's crazy. It's unsustainable. It's ruining our country. I mean, this is what will destroy us from the inside out. It will absolutely destroy our country.
And Martha's Vineyard got a teeny tiny itsy bitsy taste, and they couldn't even deal with it for 48 hours.
Right.
You guys.
They called 100 and something people from the National Guard to handle 50 brown people that they can't handle. And then all these like pearl clutching white rich women who are like, we love you. Te amo. Now get the F out. Because we already have people to clean our houses, you know? So get the F out. Te amo, though. Te amo. We don't want you here, but we love you. Yeah,
right.
BS. You guys are a bunch of racists is what you are. Their true colors were shown. I mean, everybody saw it. Liberals saw it, too. And if they say otherwise, they are liars. The whole country saw what happened there. Everybody saw it.
And Mayor Bowser in D.C., she's still out there complaining about it. And she had the gall to say, when she was asked about how this is affecting D.C., she had the gall to say, well, we're not Texas. We're not a border town. So we don't have the resources to deal with this. And you think Texas does?
Right, right.
Are you freaking high?
Yeah,
That's the whole problem.
Yeah, you think Eagle Pass has the resources? You think El Paso has the resources? You can suck it. Martha's Vineyard has so much more space. It's a seasonal place. There's like 100,000 beds that are open right now. Mm-hmm. They could have housed 50 people. That chick who is like, te amo, I'm sure her house is probably, 80 times the size of my house. She probably has a gajillion beds in her house that she could open. She probably could have housed all 50 of those people.
Yeah.
The one chick who was saying, te amo.
Well, did you see that there were like Martha's Vineyard community bulletin boards and like Facebook groups where there was a lot of infighting? Because while some people were volunteering, water and like blankets or whatever, there were people like on this Facebook group. And I think Rachel wrote about this on our website at chicksontheright.com, where one person would be like, I'm totally willing to help. What else do they need? And the answer was, you have two rental homes. They need housing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hello.
They started a GoFundMe. They had the audacity to start a GoFundMe. They raised $40,000 in that first day, the GoFundMe. And that GoFundMe, if you read the fine print, it goes to none of the migrants. What it says in that fine print is it's for future issues like this. Like the last thing that Martha's Vineyard needs is anybody's money. I mean, these people are freaking loaded. The median house price there is like $1 million. These people don't need our money. They don't need people's money. The people that were coming in there, the migrants, they just needed a place to stay. All they had to do was open up their places. They're not going to do it because they are racist. These people
and
are
they're fine with immigration, right, legal or illegal, as long as it's not in their backyard.
As long
that's
as it's
the bottom
not
line.
There. Right. They will talk a good talk. And we called them on it, and we need to keep doing it. We need to keep sending these people to all of these places, all of these liberal places. Send it to like all these places in Virginia, these hoity-toity places in Virginia. Like these highfalutin places where all these people live, these elites, keep sending all of these migrants to all of the elite places. Send it to all of the places until these people get a grip.
And no, that $4,000 is probably going to be spent to build a wall.
It's insanity. These people are, they're so full of crap. And I'm so sick of hearing on the news, you know, it's like, oh my God, this is human trafficking. Really? Where were you when Biden was sending, you know, plane fulls of people all over the country? Was that human trafficking too? I mean, the double standard. It's
oh
just
my
crazy.
God.
People are tired of it. People
and
are tired
I hope
of
it's
it.
A huge wake-up call. They need to keep sending them. Honestly, they just need to keep doing it because it's starting, I feel like, to resonate with some people who are like, but wait, why is it okay for Biden to send plane fulls of people in the darkness of night without telling the governors that they're coming? Why is that any different or better somehow? It's not
because
it's the same freaking thing.
Right. Because they can send them to red states. We're not sanctuary cities. I mean, it's like the whole point of being a sanctuary city is to sanctuary.
Right. And that's why Governor DeSantis was so perfect when he was explaining why they do the things that they do, and specifically about sanctuary cities. Listen to this.
All those people in D.C. and New York were beating their chests when Trump was president, saying they were so proud to be sanctuary jurisdictions, saying how bad it was to have a secure border. The minute even a small fraction of what those border towns deal with every day is brought to their front door, they all of a sudden go berserk, and they're so upset that this is happening. And it just shows you, you know, their virtue signaling is a fraud, okay? They are supporting policies that are just frankly indefensible. It is not defensible for a superpower to not have any control over the territory of its country, over the borders of its country.
That's right.
Oh my God. He could have said that to our group in Odessa, Florida.
He could have.
Not bitter about it or anything.
I'm totally bitter about it. This is why is this hard to understand? Why is this? It's not racist to want border, to want borders. I mean, this is not a racist thing. It's not racist to believe in legal immigration. This is not racist.
Mm-hmm.
When did that happen in our country where this became a racist ideal? I don't understand.
Well, when Republicans wanted to have secure borders, that made it racist. That's it. There's no rationale.
This is nuts. I mean, it's just completely nuts how they have twisted this and made, you know, other countries. I mean, do they go over to Germany or go over to other, when they travel abroad, when liberals travel abroad, did they call other countries racist because they have borders? I mean, this is the thing. They don't do that, do they? Because we're the only country that's racist because we desire a border, an actual border.
And we're perfectly willing to send billions of dollars to help other countries keep their borders secure, but not our own.
So what is
that? Makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
Well, and DeSantis talked about those flights that Biden sent to non-sanctuary cities too. That's the other clip I have.
And would fly people in the middle of the night, dump them all across this country. There was no warning on any of this. They're doing it and they're farming people out all around. They're also doing things like, so, you know, we've had people right on the border helping, working ways. They will dump in San Antonio, and these people have, they're basically just there. And a lot of them end up migrating to different parts, but it's harder for us to stop a onesie twosie coming into Florida. Because I don't know, if you're just driving a normal car and you have one or two people in it who are illegal, you can't determine that. On the front end, you can do if there's large movement or caravans or buses, but we haven't had that, partially because Governor Abbott is busing to New York City and D.C.
I mean, it's just, and there, I can't believe how much the narrative continues to be. The GOP is hurting asylum seekers. They're using them as political pawns. They're cruel and inhumane and trafficking people. No, they're following Biden's freaking lead. He right. could fix this. He's not. So yeah. he can deal with the consequences like he's expecting border states to do. The end.
You're absolutely right. 100%.
God.
Yep. This is
what's your whack today?
They did this. Yeah, they absolutely did this. My whack. So I was watching The Patriot yesterday. You guys know that Mel Gibson movie, The Patriot, the Revolutionary War and everything. I was watching that and I got all fired up, you know, got all fired up. And I was just like, screw the British, you know, I was just like.
But Stuart is here and he's a jolly good fellow.
I love you. I love you, Stuart, the Brit. I love you. But yeah, I was just like really. Irritated. And then like all the funeral's still on and everything. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Not that there's anything wrong with it. But I read this article about King Charles and his outrageous list of daily demands. And I, and I feel like it's completely whack. I had to tell you guys all about it. So just listen to some of the things that make him so incredibly unlikable. Okay. He's just such a weirdo. Okay. He's a weirdo. He really is. He's a weirdo. Okay. So he irons his shoelaces. Well, he doesn't.
Wait.
It's true. So this is some of the things he has done. So his staff, irons his shoelaces. They have to put his toothpaste on his toothbrush. And there's like a certain amount that has to be put on his toothbrush. Okay. Oh, everything is done for this guy. He is completely, he is helpless. King Charles is. He's helpless. So they have to put his toothpaste on his toothbrush.
Just because he's king now. That's like how it's always been.
Whenever he travels, somebody has to bring his own toilet seat and toilet paper with him wherever he travels. His pajamas are pressed every morning. His shoelaces are pressed flat with an iron. The bath plug has to be in a certain position and the water temperature has to be like just the right amount of tepid, right? The bathtub water, it has to be filled like only half full and he gets really mad if it's not. His valet squeeze 1 inch of toothpaste onto his toothbrush every morning. And if it's not right, he gets really mad about it. After getting ready, King Charles' strict morning routine is continued with his breakfast. So he has homemade bread, a bowl of fresh fruit juices. And whenever he goes out into the world, like the breakfast box goes with him. He has 6 different types of honey. I didn't even know there were 6 different types of honey. Okay. But he does that. So there's more, like he has different, like, I don't even know if this is mueslis. Is that like a thing? Mueslis?
Yeah.
Okay. He insists cheese and biscuits be warmed to a certain temperature at the end of meals and makes his staff keep a warming tray nearby since he's very particular about everything. And then along with his breakfast box, he allegedly sends a van of his possessions to his friend's country houses ahead of his arrival because he has to sleep on his own bed. He has to have his own furniture and he has pictures. Okay. And then this is my favorite. You're going to love this. So when, like I said, he had to have his own toilet seat. He has velvet toilet paper. He has his
get
own
out.
No.
Is this all confirmed? What is the source for all of these crazy?
The New York Post.
Oh my gosh.
I totally, like, you don't believe this? The guy.
No, I do believe it. I mean, he does seem very stuffy and very.
And then I don't know if you guys saw it the other day. He was signing something. It was during this whole thing. You saw him signing. He got so pissed off about a pen.
Oh, he was so mad because it was leaky. It was a leaky pen.
He got really mad about a pen. He just seems like the biggest jerk, this guy. Like the biggest diva jerk. I can't stand him. So anyway, I just thought I'd share that. And it's
well, GCQC sent a super sticker and said, I don't trust someone who irons his shoelaces.
Right.
That's freaking whack.
Yeah. He just seems, can you imagine him and Diana together?
I don't understand that at all.
That was the biggest mismatch of a couple ever. Like she just seemed like she was, as down to earth as you could be, you know?
Yeah.
She seemed like she was caring and like somewhat normal and she actually liked people. And he just seems like he doesn't like people at all.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. That's a lot of diva demands right there.
I don't like it. I'm not, and I don't like the royal thing. I'm just not, I know, like I'm just not a royalist, I guess. So there you go.
Stuart the Brit says, please do call us stupid. We know we will take him out for we are English. He lived in my neighborhood. He's a C word. We will deal with him.
Stuart.
Okay, I may have missed some context there, but yes, that's what the latest comment from Stuart the Brit
Stuart
says.
The Brit.
And he is a jolly, jolly good fellow. That's Stuart.
So glad to be back. We're back. We're back, you guys. Okay, it's going to be a great Monday, everybody.
Yes, and, it is going to be a great Monday.
It's going to be a great Monday. It's going to be a great week. Okay, bring it in. Bring it in, everybody. Go eat your muesli.
Go eat your muesli.
Go have some muesli. Go have
and some fresh fruit.
And 8 different kinds of honey. Okay. Right. Okay, everybody. Have a wonderful day, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye, all.
I also wanted to make sure that, you know, we recognized the sponsors that are part of this show and that mean so much to us. And one of those sponsors is Omaha Steaks. So you guys, they're again right now, they're still doing the specials on the All-American assortment or your build your own package where you just choose your favorites and like put them all into one of those fancy ice chests that they send you. And then you are set with meals for a good long while. And it's not like, I am not a griller. I don't think I've personally ever grilled anything because I don't know how. But I can do stuff in the oven. I can do stuff in the air fryer. And the caramel apple tartlets that they send for in their desserts, you can microwave them in like a minute and a half. And they are, oh my God, they're so good. And you can take their fillets and put them in the air fryer for 6 minutes. And they're phenomenal. So all of their food is amazing. And you know, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people out there have ordered from omahasteaks.com before and loved it. And so no matter what you choose, if you do the All-American assortment or you do the build your own package, you're going to get 12 free steak burgers on top of that. So check them out. And here's the different thing about how their website works. You go to omahasteaks.com and then it's not like code chicks. It's just you type chicks into the keyword search. And that's how you get the special discounts, okay? So omahasteaks.com, and then you just type chicks in the search field, and that's how you get your discounts. So stock up, because they send you everything in a nice freezer. It comes all frozen and everything, and then you've got food like forever and ever and ever. So do it, okay?
Alfredo Ortiz of Job Creators Network joins me to explain how Biden policies are devastating small businesses and American families. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, Ortiz will also explain the messaging that will lead to big Republican wins this year. I'll also discuss Vice President Harris lying about the border and what the FBI is really doing in its investigation of President Trump. Join me, follow the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.